Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. All right, that was pretty good. Oh, it's so dark in here. Coming to you once again. Too soon? Okay, if you say so. From Cab City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas. Oh, shit, I already have to write a letter to the club real quick. Dear Cab City, I forgot to bring my vodka soda to the stage. Could you please bring me one? Sincerely, Doug Benson. P.S. Happy New Year. It's Saturday, January 13th, 2018, and I don't even have to ask you guys about your name tags because I know that you brought them, and I know that they're great. Doug plugs. We can't skip that part. Wednesday night, January 17th, I'm doing stand-up at Levity Live in Oxnard, California. Bring your name tags if you want to play Last Man Stanton. And next Saturday, January 20th, I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of F8 of the Furious at the Castro Theater in San Francisco as part of SF Sketchfest. Go to SF Sketchfest for tickets and info. Douglas Movies is in Portland, Oregon on Saturday, February 10th, San Diego on Valentine's Day, Tempe, Arizona on Saturday, February 24th. Thank you for that beverage. Plus, I've got two shows in Denver on Saturday, February 17th. I'm doing stand-up at Comedy Works at 420. And then we're going to try a little something the next day, or at that show, rather. We're going to play Last Man Stanton with audience members, and then the winner of that will be invited to be a full guest. I almost said full-blown. That's not appropriate. Is it weird when anybody calls anything full-blown something? You're like, okay, settle down. So that person will get to be a guest in Douglas Movies. All of my dates are at douglasmovies.com.
That's douglasmovies.com. Yeah!
Immediately after this show, Austin, Texas, I'm headed over to the Highball. Has anybody ever been to a thing there called Movie Moxie? Well, you should check it out sometime. I'm going to, for the first time tonight. Apparently, it's a thing that happens monthly, possibly, and it's free to get in, and it's in a cool bar, and it's a fun movie trivia game sort of thing, and I'm going to be a contestant tonight. And that starts around 7 and goes to like 9 or 10 or something like that. So follow me over there if you're creepy. let's look in the prize bag. I brought some stuff for you guys. Had to go through airport security with some of these things, so keep that in mind. This is a booklet all about the movie Phantom Thread. Yeah, it's as boring as the movie. Some people love it, and it might be one of those ones that creeps up on me. Like, years from now, I'm watching it on cable, I can't get enough of it. But right now, I got plenty of it. We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. We got an Austin magazine. Oh, from our friends over at Movie Moxie, we got a hat that has something to do with Movie Moxie. Make Movie Moxie again. And then also some, I assume, some like gift cards for over there. Oh, here's a brownie they gave me on the plane. Yeah, I flew in a couple days ago, so that's probably not in good shape. And then I've got a friend of mine, Mike, gave me some shitty DVDs. Circle of Eight, Real Steel, Jack the Giant Slayer, and Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters. What else would they become? You know what I mean? They've got such hands-on experience from an early age. We've been pushing witches into ovens since we were 3. Wait, Hansel and Gretel aren't that young in that story. Anyway, all of that is going to be somebody's, plus the stuff brought by my guests. But hang on a second, you guys, because today I have assembled, for your enjoyment, 3 of what I consider to be the strongest players that we've had on the show in the last few years. And the thing that always seems to make everybody's play go up a notch is when we have an audience member participate. And I would like to do that today with one of you. So now let me see your name tags, but only hold them up if you would like to come up on this stage and compete valiantly against 3 really good players. And also try to make your occasional joke. See, this lady's keeping hers down. See, I see where you're coming from, but you know, we want to get some ladies because it's time's up. This lady that I can't even see what your name tag is, but it's so sparkly and it's so big and you're holding it way up over your head. What's your name?
CJ.
CJ, come on up here, CJ. Gotta get her up here. Where's another? The lights are already back down, or I need my glaucoma medicine. One of those two things. Can we get the lights up for a little bit longer? We're going to pick... we got 4 spots. Let's get 4 people up here. This Con Aaron dude, come on up here, man. You look like a good dude. You look like you can handle it. What's that Air Bud thing over there, young lady? You're not going to come up here? You chickened out as soon as I looked at it and locked eyes on it. What does it say on it? Air Bud? Aaron Bud. Okay, your name's Aaron. But you don't want to come up here. All right. I really want to get this dude in the front row with the reanimator up here. Come on up on stage, dude. It's a short walk. He's doing a soccer riot later. So I think he'll be a strong competitor. Oh, shit. Well, the name tags are kind of weak today. What's going on? Oh, this dude right here. You sir. You're shot right up. It's got candy on it, so you know what you're doing. But you're all playing for yourselves at this point. One of you is going to get the chance to continue to stay up here. CJ, how many Doug Loves Movies shows do you think you've been to?
Probably
Oh, probably about 10, maybe more.
Right, so I think that's going to make you a really good competitive player because you've seen how what happens to other people.
True.
On the regular. All right, and let's meet the others here. What's this dude's name?
Aaron.
Okay, Aaron.
Aaron.
What'd I say, Aaron?
You were pretty close.
What is it?
It's Aaron.
Aaron. Thank you for being here. What's the next dude's name?
Adam.
Hey, Adam. Oh, the Adamator, that's right. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Are you in a band?
No. My buddy is.
Your buddy is? Yeah, you don't. You look like you're not in a band. Are you guys one of those body switch movies? And the dude on the end, I didn't see your name tag. It has something to do with why him?
Why Jim?
Why Jim? I like it. And there's lots of candies on there. Yeah. How do you think you're going to do with this, Jim?
So-so.
Okay. Well, we're going to play a round of Last Man Stanton. And I'm just going to decide that CJ's going to go first. And then we'll go to Aaron. Adam and Jim. And got to get a name for Last Man Standing, and there's a confident person in the audience who goes by the Twitter handle Adios Problemas. So it sounds like a very helpful individual. Where are you, dude?
I'm back here.
Hey, man. Why do you call yourself Adios Problemas? You were in a band called So Long Problems. That's all I need to know. Sounds like you had more words to say. That was the perfect way to describe it. We got a lot of business to get to today, and I'm high as fuck. You said you have a name you think it's never been used before.
What was that?
Cocky. Steve Gutenberg is your name that you want us to play. I like it because it's going to be over quick. You want all three of the gentlemen from the Three Men and a Baby and then Little Lady movies. All right, that's a tall order. I was excited about just Gutenberg. You know, can he get a break for once in his life and not always be mentioned with Tom Selleck and Ted Danson? Ted Danson's the killing it the most, and he had the smallest part in the first one, and he was kind of a dick. He was the least into being a dad, I'll tell you that. Don't get me started about that stupid ghost. Okay, you guys know who we're talking about, these three actors?
I'll go sit down if you want.
Yeah.
I like this. I like where this is going. I like that even with all three of the names, it's not easy, but I think we can muddle through a couple of rounds. Start us off, CJ.
I'll go Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, sneaky. See, that's where my guests would never pick up on that sort of thing. Or I'd yell at him for cheating. Aaron, what do you got? Gutenberg, Selleck, or Danson? One of them might have been in JFK.
Let's do JFK.
Oh, Aaron, thank you so much for playing. Very nice try. You still are back in the mix to be chosen for someone else could play for you. Adam, what do you think, man? You seem like a big fan of all those actors. You got anything?
I got nothing.
Thank you for playing, Adam. We'll be back with more of Get Up Here and Then Sit Back Down. All right, Jim, what have you got?
Three Men and a Little Lady.
Yeah, see, that's was also mentioned. It also did come up already, sort of. Back to you, CJ.
I can't think. I'm sorry.
Wait a second.
No.
You come out of the gate so strong with that title that I had just said out loud. And then that's all you got for Gutenberg, Danson, Selleck. Tom Selleck, who's famously lost the role of Indiana Jones to Harrison Ford because he was stuck being a stupid Hawaiian TV detective.
I keep thinking Burt Reynolds, so I'm stuck.
Okay, name any Burt Reynolds movie.
The Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay, Jim, any Burt Reynolds movie.
Can I do one of the actual people?
Oh, shit, listen to him. I was just trying to do a fun Smokey the Bandit 2 joke, but...
Sorry.
Just what you could have just said. But you want to go with Selleck, Danson, or the other guy?
Yeah.
Gutenberg? Goots?
Police Academy?
Yeah, that's right. CJ, I'm sorry. We tried to give you a chance there, but he was not taking this switch it to Burt Reynolds game.
That's okay.
But thanks for playing. Good luck with your name tag out there. We'll
Thank
see you,
you
later. Jim, what's your last name if it's okay to use it on the internet?
Brummer. And just so you know, it's 2018.
What did I say?
2017.
When?
Earlier.
When did I say it? God damn it. I fixed it. It's on the record as being correct. We'll go in into the, when we release the episode and you'll hear a voice go, 18. Because that always makes me laugh. How do you spell your last name? Bronger?
Brummer. Like
oh.
Drummer.
Okay.
But with a B.
What a brummer.
I haven't heard that one before.
Right? Well, congratulations, Jim Brummer. I think you're going to fit in just fine. Please, everybody, let's give a warm welcome to my other guests. I'll just say them all. I'll say his name again. Please, give it up for Jim Brummer, Dale Cheeseman, Chris Cubis, and Justin Long!
So to answer your question, yes, I've done this before.
Yeah, sorry about that. It was very rude to Chris and Justin.
It's very alienating.
They weren't even here when you guys started this Dale chanting nonsense. They had no idea it was coming.
The sad part is, I'm the one that started it.
You did? You started
Yeah, the last time I forced it, now they've caught on.
Oh, shit.
I get to pretend like it's natural. Good job. Good job.
All right. Well, since you're the crowd favorite, we'll talk to you in a minute. First, let's say hello to one of our great friends on the show. It's Mr. Chris Cubis is here.
Hey. Dale, 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 Dale. Did I do it right?
Sweet.
Getting legitimacy.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
Oh my God! I just thought of a great title for a movie where you win something.
What's the title?
Underdog Dale. So Chris.
Sure. Okay. Brush past that.
Yeah. Might as well just move on. How's it going, man?
It's good.
Yeah.
I am 15 days into not drinking for a month.
Whoa!
That is the saddest applause. An adult human can get. Good for you not killing yourself immediately. So that's fun.
Yeah, that's the timing. It's been a particularly harsh winter.
Yeah. Mostly I've been drinking out of barrels under St. Bernard necks, so It's been tough.
But today is it's halfway, not quite halfway, right?
No, it's not quite half. But
yeah, it's a
like,
long ass month.
It's not that bad, except I'm looking at this women's sign in front. She's got a bunch of airplane bottles of booze on it, and I almost switched back to the old me.
Well, you know, it's a good test, and it's it feels good. Isn't it fun not being hungover for a while?
It's kind of great.
Yeah,
and like I'm just high all the time. It's fine. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, whenever I say I'm having a sober month, people go, from weed? No,
cop,
idiot.
Cop.
Settle the fuck down. Alcohol is the killer. Alcohol is the problem. You know who else is joining us, I think, for the first time here in Austin? It's Justin Long, everybody.
Thank you. Shut up.
I wrote down a very specific thing I'd like to say to you, Justin.
You've got Dale.
What?
It'll get better. It'll get better. It'll get better. I like to start.
I loved it. Yeah, it was great.
I like to lower the bar. Unlike Chris, I was very recently drinking. So, you know, when you're hungover, you don't. It seems daunting to just order food at a restaurant, like to go through the ritual. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
So, yeah. This is probably a game show. Is probably a lot easier.
Yeah.
You're just already making excuses for your possible
lowering
defeat
the bar
today because
lowering expectations.
Yeah, because you won the 12 Guests of Christmas the first night in Los Angeles. Yeah, it was quite a spectacular win, and now here you are,
just sad,
making excuses.
Yeah.
You're the I, Tonya of this game.
Was it my fault?
Jim Brummer's gonna get clubbed.
Yep.
To be fair, he looks like he does the clubbing, right? He's a little more Sean Eckhart-y than Nancy Kerrigan.
Headbutts a window while he's holding a billy club.
You're one to talk, Chris.
That's true, sir.
By the way, I haven't seen
I am one to talk. I'm a comedian. That's what I mostly do.
I was gonna go kettle calling black, but I didn't wanna bring up
slow down. You get a little big for your britches there, audience member.
You remember when you didn't want to do that? That's what you should have done.
Yeah, trust your instincts. What I wanted to say to Justin was that I am a big fan of the movie Drag Me to Hell, in which he is one of the few stars, not a big cast in that movie. And it's one of the few PG-13 horror movies that delivers. I think once you put, if I'm watching a trailer for a horror movie or a movie that's going to be violent and it says PG-13, I say, no thanks.
Yeah.
I don't want to see people just killing robots for an entire movie. I want to see flesh and blood consequences. And that's what you, but this movie is just gross.
It's like Looney Tunes.
But it's like a lot of every creepy crawly thing that the ratings board can't go, that's R because there's no bloodshed.
But I didn't get to, I was never around. I was always so jealous of Allison because I wasn't around for the fun stuff. I was just kind of like it was a boring part. I was just the guy who was like, is everything okay, honey? I'll be in the other room if you need me. And then all the cool shit happens. And I come back and what happened?
So you think the actors who didn't turn into a walrus and tusk were jealous of you?
But I remember Sam,
that must have been horrible.
It was, I love my job, but that was a rough couple of days. But I remember Sam Raimi, who directed it, saying, he's the nicest. And but he said, you know what? It's like I feel like he had just come from doing Spider-Man's, and he said it was like conducting. Sorry to call everyone sir. He was like conducting a big symphony, and now to get here, because he always seemed like he was loving it, you know, and he said to get here, it's like I'm doing a little string quartet again, and I'm back in the sandbox, and he just had this great enthusiasm. He loved doing it, so I think that shows in the movie. Did I get too serious? This is a comedy show. Oh, like a real interview.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
All right.
This is fresh air.
Well, what you...
We accidentally started talking about movies on Dark Horse Movies.
Let's bring it back to something a little less serious.
I don't know what
Jeepers Creepers. What
yes.
do you think?
Yeah,
yeah, you gonna watch that? You gonna watch that third one in this environment? Are you?
That's Dale Cheeseman, everybody.
Oh, I still haven't. I've been very rude. Okay.
Yeah, now you've been introduced.
Yeah.
The only time that you you didn't win any of the times you were on during
the Take Crazy Nights. I went 0-4, but
you also went up against those audience members on three of the shows.
Mm-hmm, the
and
computer.
They're tough competitors. How you feeling about Jim tonight?
Confident.
But I knew like two Gutenberg movies.
That's true. That's true. I'm thoroughly impressed you're able to beat everyone else's zero movies.
How many Police Academies was he in?
Like a thousand.
Well, no, yeah, because Matt, no, four, someone took right? over four.
He was in a lot. He was in a lot of them.
He
might
four.
Be pushing seven.
No,
he gets out early, but it's
six,
like three
maybe.
Or four, I think.
No, Tackleberry and all the other guys were, I think, made the whole. But I think Matt Malloy did replace him in four?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Citizens.
Didn't he beat him
did
back?
At least three.
He did three.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'm Steve Cooper.
He was definitely an assignment Miami Beach.
No.
No.
I don't think so.
That's six. He didn't
five.
Make that.
That was five.
Oh,
was that
shit.
Five? Oh, six
City
is Moscow?
Under siege.
Holy shit. Yeah. Less confident. Less confident.
He was definitely in Police Academy Goes Bananas. My favorite installment in the series. We've met all of my guests. Let's see what they have for the prize bag. Starting with Chris. I'm going to start with on this end so that Jim has time to scramble.
I'm out of his wallet. I've got... a copy of The Movie Magazine from summer of 1984. Cover story, Magic Muscles and Mayhem, Conan the Destroyer. And it's got a nice little piece on E.T. Henry Thomas stars in Cloak and Dagger. So that's a nice little time capsule. I've got soundtracks to the movies Honeymoon in Vegas and Good Morning Vietnam. You can tell they came from the same thrift store. And then two passes to come back to Cap City Comedy Club and see some shows.
Yay.
So do that.
That is gift bag perfection. Let's see what kind of garbage Dale brought.
That was a lot of setup. It was just Christmas, so I'm just re-gifting gifts that I can't use. It was a gift from my girlfriend's parents. No, it's not important or anything. They're very religious, and they don't drink at all. And the one thing they know about me is I drink. So they're like, we got you a fish flask for your alcohol. I don't know who this is made for. Where it fits comfortably.
That wouldn't fit comfortably in any pocket. No.
Oh, and also we were talking backstage. They're also the kind of family that, like, hide Bible verses in their gifts. And I haven't opened this yet, so it might be, like, chock full of, you know, First Leviticus or something. So clean it out before you drink out of your fish.
Yeah, if you're an alcoholic that lives in a lake and you're trying to...
It's called
no,
Austin.
I'm not drinking. I'm just making out with this fish.
Great job, Dale. Justin.
Hey, Doug. So I'm moving my car. I had a car. I lived here for about 10 years, and I'm moving, so I'm cleaning out my car. So these are all very personal items to me. It's probably going to seem like trash to people, but some of this I... so this this is Williams College. I did a bunch of plays at Williamstown. It's an old hat. An ex of mine was on House of Cards, not Kevin Spacey. And so it's a House of Cards hat. From,
oh, yeah, that's got to be fun to wear these days.
Yeah. Wear proudly. I found an old photo of... I did this movie Accepted, and this is a guy, Robin Taylor, his name is. He's on the show Gotham. If you, this is just a candid of us hanging out. tinfoil, because you laugh, but everyone needs tinfoil. And then I was going, because I did the aforementioned Drag Me Out, I was supposed to do Romeo and Juliet with Evan Rachel Wood, and this was my script, highlighted script. So if you know any actors who are doing Romeo and Juliet, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, and Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's, baby.
Yay. What do you mean? What do you mean you were supposed to do it with her?
We
as a movie?
No, as a play. We were rehearsing. We were about 4 or 5 weeks into rehearsal, and
then you found out she was a robot.
By the way, there's another sign with airplane bottles of booze also pointed at me right now. It's lit up. Oh, yeah. Sons of bitches.
Well, you know, you can save the bottles for January 30. I mean February 1. Jim, what do you got? Jim Brummer always brings something to the candy from his name tag. It's genius.
Yeah, I brought some candy. We got a Snickers, a Reese's, M&M Mint, and M&M Peanut.
Yeah, please.
Pretty classic.
Pass them down. Oh, pass all your stuff down too, Justin. Thank you for bringing all that. And we're going to... Oh, there. Oh, shit.
Yeah, you have to leave it on the sign when you eat them.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Yeah.
Two bags, not bad, gentlemen. No. That's better. Okay. So, yeah, good luck to the winner dealing with all of that. And
so does Jim, if Jim wins, somebody else gets the prize back?
Yeah, he's going to have to pick somebody to play for him.
Sucker.
I didn't come alone.
That felt like a threat, if I'm being honest.
No, he just revealed.
I did not.
I didn't see that. I thought it was...
Let's wait for feel a fucking piano mind. Wire come around my back of my neck. I didn't come alone.
I feel like in his mind, that's when the Ocean's 11 bass kicks in.
Yeah.
He's gonna
all the waitresses have guns.
Here's my plan. Me and three other friends will get called up on stage. They'll flop immediately.
All right. Let's talk Ocean's 8 for a second. What okay. I want to know is, in the previews I've seen, Anne Hathaway seems like she's the bad guy, and that's who the Ocean's group are trying to...
Okay. I haven't seen the trailer yet.
But on the poster, she's listed as one of the eight. So is there another person? Who cares? Listen.
Be honest with you, I like a sucker for a heist movie, so I will watch the shit out of that movie
in.
For sure.
I wasn't trying to denigrate it in any way.
Who's the lady with one name in it? It's
Rihanna?
Like, no. There's another one name lady. It's like Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Couture. It's like somebody like that. Do you know what I'm talking about? Who is that?
I think so. I think there's a person in it like that.
It's on.
I really thought Rihanna.
Aquafina's the person's name, Doug.
I think, is she a rapper?
It's a rapper. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, there you go.
Oh, and my favorite water.
She's the little Asian lady, right? Like, yeah. Oh.
What does she do?
She's a rapper. She's like a comic and a rapper. Oh. Yeah. I just saw
Aquafina. Yeah.
There you
short
go.
Asian comic rapper named Aquafina.
Yep.
But it's funny because it comes in like.
It sounds like a Mad Lib, but it's a fact. All the Mad Libs.
But there are all these big name actresses. Sandra Bullock, Kate Blank, Aquafina? What? It's the new Aquafina picture.
It's got to be eight of them. I don't think they listed all eight in the original. That stupid man one. That man one ruined my childhood. Finally, they're making one with all ladies. And I am on board. I wish Murder on the Orient Express had been all ladies.
Was it?
I want to see an all ladies Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, it would be.
Everyone in World War II is a woman.
Yes.
Hitler's a woman.
Yes.
And she's doing it right this time. No, you're thinking of Man Hitler. She's like fixing education and shit. Getting it done. It's not a war. It's just an entire world coming together for like a concert. Saving Private Rihanna. Yeah.
Starring Awkwafina.
It's true. Like at least the lady Ghostbusters should have been better at it than the guy Ghostbusters. They had a chance to show off, but they just treated them like humans.
That would have been a boring like movie. People. They're like, look how easy this is. Those
well,
guys made
true.
It to be some big deal.
That's a good point. All right. I don't know how long we're going.
I was watching Living Single last night on Hulu, and they're all sitting around eating ice cream like women do, and they said, on TV, that's the thing they do, and they were like, what if there were no men in the world? And Queen Latifah was like, there'd be a bunch of fat women and no crime. And I was like, you haven't seen the trailer for Ocean's 8. Women are also criminals.
By the way, Chris, that's a really fucking good Queen Latifah.
It's pretty. I know you thought we had a fifth guest for a minute, but it's just me doing my Queen Latifah impression.
There she goes. Everyone say goodbye, Queen.
And also, Queen Latifah should know better. She robbed that bank.
Is that
set it off? Nobody else saw set it off. All right.
I thought you were talking about BAPS. That's Queen Latifah.
She brought down that white guy's house. Hi, I'm bad at describing Queen Latifah movies.
I saw Queen Latifah on a tribute to Carol Burnett recently, and she was like, did you see that?
What's with these Mad Libs?
And she was like, when I first saw Carol Burnett, I knew I could do that. And I knew she meant it as like a, she was paying tribute to her, yeah, I guess. Yeah. But it was this weirdly most arrogant thing. Yeah.
Like, oh, you were a child. You could not have done that. Yeah. She's worked
so insulting.
Was it like an I could do that or a shit? I could do that.
Yeah.
I could be the funniest woman in the history of television. Who the fuck does she think she is?
I'll be a rapper that wears kente cloth for a few years, and then I'll transition into being the funniest woman on television. I don't know if you've seen Living Single. She succeeded.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
She's doing just fine.
Yeah.
Yes, queen.
Do her friends call her? She has another. They don't call her queen. No.
They have to.
We'd have to ask a friend first.
They say my queen.
They call her. They call her Q because she always shows them a bunch of gadgets.
They were upset by that, though.
Why?
They were literally upset.
I was inversely so
imagine
happy
Queen Latifah
to their sadness. What, Justin? Do you ever work with the Queen?
No, I don't. Her Royal Highness and I were once on a flight together, but I never worked with her. We nodded at each other.
That actor nodded.
Oh, first class as well. Nice to see you.
She just thought you were a flight attendant on his day off.
I did ask her if I could get her anything. She's a queen.
Yeah. Name it, it is yours.
Peanuts, my liege.
You've got to take the knee before Queen Latifah.
She comes out of the bathroom, you announce to the count, the queen has abdicated the throne.
You know what's really embarrassing now on JetBlue flights is ordering the food, the thing, because they make you call it the thing that it is, you know, and they have to, right. Do you know?
You have it's to like, say it out loud?
You have to say pump up or beef up, these gross names like beef up. You gotta say beef up to a straight. Yeah, I like no the beef thing. Up to a
straight. Sock it to me. Like that
kind of. Knock my socks off.
Where's that smile, sir? That kind of.
Give me the dick slapper.
I paid $580. This is the worst dick slapper I've ever had. Bullshit.
But you can't just point to it. You have to say it.
Yeah, yeah. Which, especially if you're in the, you know, inside seats. The beef up, pump up. A skinny guy ordering pump up is really interesting too.
Lights go off like cash cab. You just gotta sit there.
That was our 1,000th pump up.
Confetti and balloons and shit fall out from where that man is supposed to be.
Remember to grab your balloon before getting your kid's balloon. That joke wasn't worth it.
All right. I guess this is the part of the show where I ask Bert to turn it off. He probably has already because we already played a game earlier. But let the games begin! Tags. Gotta pick them. Pick who you want to play for, guys. Now, Jim, who's that person you're here with? And she's got a name tag? That's perfect. I love it. Very efficient.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's one person yelling over there for Dale, but he went close.
I appreciate you, but show up on time. Get a better seat.
Show up on time and get a better seat. So cruel. That's why you got a special mic that doesn't work. They're like, he was rude. Shut him down. Is it working now?
Check.
No. Oh, that's nice.
A little working, a little too good.
Back in business. All right, well, good job, everybody. Thank you very much for all of your attempts, but we have four winners up here, starting with Chris. Who are you playing for?
Katie, yes? Yes. I play for Don't Tell Doug the Katie Sitter's Dead. Because I am on the poster, and I'm wearing the same shirt. Which is like, that could be creepy. That could be like I'm holding today's newspaper or some shit. But it's just because I have four shirts.
I swear, I don't know that person.
Dale, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Bobby. Picked his name tag because I thought it was one of my favorite movies, but I just didn't see it well enough. it's Run, Bobby, Run.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was Run, Fat Boy, Run.
That's one of your favorite movies?
Yeah.
That's not even Simon Pegg. What's his name? Who's in that movie?
Simon Pegg.
Yeah, it's not even his favorite movie.
Well, he's never fat. Well, I don't go by it, which what is odd.
That's weird, right?
The odd part of it is he's not that fat.
But well, as a fat movie? Guy who has started running many times and has never done a second run, it really, really hits home with me.
Can't you call the second time you do it for the first time your second run?
I can't because it's been a year and a half.
Who cares? Still your next run. Good for you. Good for you forever running.
Next run is coming up in August, everybody. Meet me there.
Just wait for the weather to be perfect. All right, Justin, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Nick. Nick Filippi? Filippi. I wish I hadn't chosen this one. It's a pretentious pronunciation. It's Nocturnal Animals. It's funny. And it's got Doug on the cover, which is nice. And Scoot McNairy from Herbie Fully Loaded. A good man and a fine actor. So, yeah, Nick.
All right. Yeah. Was Herbie Fully Loaded on the set, or did he? Was that just for the movie?
Actual Herbie?
Yeah.
Was he
fully loaded? I just always loved that expression. That
he was fairly loaded.
It sounds like it's about the Herbie's drunk.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan.
Herbie's
was.
Doing some drunk driving.
No. She was somewhat loaded. Yeah.
Yeah, Lindsay would pour alcohol into his gas tank, and
I mean, like 8 a.m. in the makeup trailer, she was just. And her boyfriend was like, shh, don't make... I said, what's going on? She has exhaustion. She suffers from exhaustion. He's like, she's 18 years old. 18-year-olds suffer from exhaustion. Anyway, she
suffers
turned out
from being up all night. Yeah. It's a disease.
She suffers from being out of cocaine. It is a horrible infliction.
You don't shush me. I'm Justin fucking Long.
Should have.
Jim, who are you playing for? Your sister?
Yeah, Stacy.
Yeah, I thought so.
Stace Balls.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, Stace Balls is real solid.
Pretty deserving. All right, well, good luck to each and every one of you. You can throw those name tags down on the ground. So you don't have to hold them the whole time.
I fell asleep halfway through Logan Lucky last night. It's a movie I've seen recently. It was good. I was too high and I fell asleep. But it was really, I enjoyed what I saw of it. Daniel Craig's
really. You'll definitely pick it up and finish it off?
Yeah. For sure. I thought it was pretty fun.
It's good. It's ruined by the Southern accents. It's too much.
I think we had this conversation already.
Okay, never
mind. We've already been through this.
It's an old movie.
Did you like it, Dan?
Huh?
Did you like it?
I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
I call it a Soderbergh.
Sure.
And you kind of know what you're in for.
So, yeah.
Like, you know, he doesn't mind taking some time with a scene that's not going to matter at all. He doesn't mind taking a little moment, you know, with a little views of the area and some music going. You know, he's just got kind of a, you know, let's shoot this. Okay, let's see how it goes. Like,
there's like a 6-minute gag about like fucking Game of Thrones that just goes on for like 6 minutes.
That is really weird.
It's very strange.
Yeah, that's people's favorite part to me. That was just like, what?
Yeah. This is still happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see it, Justin?
Yeah, I saw it. It was like an Ocean's. It was like a kind of
an Ocean's movie. Yeah.
It was like Southern,
but without Ocean's. Cool guys.
Yeah,
it's a bunch of people acting stupid.
Yeah, they weren't enough cool guys.
Yeah, yeah. Cool guys.
After seeing that, I was like, I could rob a thing.
Shit, I could do that.
Well, that's one of those heists that when they're describing it, I'm going like, oh, it'd be easier to just get a job.
They put so much energy
into all this work.
I know.
For something that might not work out.
Yeah.
Because there's always a problem along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when Chunk, you know, had that elaborate thing just to open his gate in Goonies, you know? Just go open the gate.
Well,
no, who was that? That was Data? Who?
Yeah, they made Chunk do that. That wasn't his choice.
Chunk does
that. Was
in Chuck's defense.
Cuckolding that poor boy. I don't think that's the right usage of that term, but you know what I meant.
They made him pull his shirt up and jiggle around all the time.
Yeah.
It's pretty gross.
He humiliated that poor
child. Pretty terrible to him. All right. We're going to start with a game that everybody loves called Live, Die, Repeat. I am going to say the title of a motion picture. First person that repeats it back entirely and correctly is the winner. This is not going to be an easy one.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 2.
I like a good pre-guess.
Yeah, that's out of the way.
But that would have been, I wouldn't have considered that to be difficult. Wait, that was the last one we did, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What are you, that guy at roulette? That's the same number that just came up. Yeah, right. It's going to come up twice because it did once. Any other pre-guesses?
Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married 2? T-O-O, by the way.
Okay, you're out.
Clearly he's more of a Boo, a Madea Halloween man.
Boo too.
Boo, creep it real. We walked around New York like for an entire night just making up taglines for Boo too. Along, because the real one was like creep it real. Oh. So we like played along with that theme, and it's just the funnest game ever. I highly recommend it. Pre-guess, I'll go Whiskey Sprite. If anyone wants to go.
Dear Cap City, my friend would like a Whiskey Sprite. I'd enjoy another Tito's and soda. Anybody else need anything? Thank you.
Chris, what do you have? Yeah.
Ascend purified drinking water.
14 more days.
Miss Vodka.
You good? You good, Jim?
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Stacy?
Here we go.
All right.
Anyone? Bueller? The first title, first word in this title is can. C-A-N, can. The next word is Hieronymus. Can Hieronymus Merkin?
But no, it's just...
Can Hieronymus Merkin, is that the whole title?
No. Nope. Can Hieronymus Merkin ever forget?
Can Hieronymus Merkin ever forget?
Can Hieronymus Merkin ever forget Mercy Hump?
Hold on. Enough of these fucking Mad Libs today.
Hieronymus Merkin ever forget Mercy Hump and find true...
Love.
Can Hieronymus ever forget Mercy Hump and find true love?
Can Hieronymus Merkin ever forget Mercy Hump and find true happy?
Can Hieronymus Merkin ever forget Mercy Hump and find true happiness?
That is correct.
That... Fuck that movie. Fuck whoever named that movie. Fuck whatever weird country made that movie, because that doesn't sound like it's ours. It's a real, it's one of those Trump shithole countries they're talking about. Africa's fine. Just whatever country this piece of shit came from.
It's from 1969, starred Anthony Newley and Joan Collins, so it could very well have
that sounds
been,
American.
Been a lot of British people.
Merkin? I wonder if Merkin meant what it means. Back
I think
then.
That word has always meant that.
It's a biopic.
And it's a comedy.
This is how he found true happiness.
The inventor of the...
I got the idea Merkin. The Merkin was invented by Hieronymus Merkin.
No, the Merkin was invented by Hieronymus Merkin's rival. Fuck that guy. He got a movie.
Frank Vagina Wig.
Okay, so... Chris, you won that game. You gotta go first in this next game. I'm so excited. This is a new game.
Okay.
Oh shit! The guy in the front row belts really loud.
That was Adam. Oh no.
No, it was Adam's friend.
Oh, it was Adam's friend. Still, close enough. Adam and Jason.
It was the rock and roller. Adam's a polite young man. It's his rock and roll buddy sitting over there. New game.
Every round, if you can, maybe just to signal the next.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun. I like sound effects for sure. I like drops. I like drops in my shows. Hey, everybody, let's play a new game.
In the final round.
How's that Whiskey Sprite coming?
You know, at this point, if possible, I'll take... That's... Oh, no. You already have the Whiskey Sprite? I'd take one too if it hasn't come yet. If you make two, I would love one. That's a horrible way of ordering.
What are you going to have?
May I have that sounded good, the whiskey Sprite?
Whiskey Sprite.
Okay, so we need two whiskey Sprites.
This is the exact opposite reaction I got last time. Last time I ordered a whiskey Sprite, it turned into 20 minutes of the other guests being like, what the fuck kind of drink is that?
Really?
And you're so lovely. Me too. I'm a team player. That's why they all laughed at the drink order. There's no way to explain that.
What was the?
You just explained it pretty good.
What was their problem with whiskey Sprite?
They'd never heard of a 7-7 and wouldn't let it go.
But also whiskey Sprite, it just sounds funny. It sounds like to say, give me a bourbon fairy or something. The word Sprite is so cute.
Jeff Tate said it was strawberry shortcake's drunk uncle. That fucking killed me.
It's not like a... some other jokes from previous episodes. But yeah, that was a fun time and a fun drink, and I'm glad I remember it now. But I'll just stick with my very manly Tito's and soda. And we're going to play a game called How Long Is It? Partially in tribute to our guest, Justin Long.
In what sense?
But also, exactly. What? How long is what? What is this game going to be? What do you think it's going to be, Chris?
I'm guessing it's the length of Justin Long movies.
Oh, see, that's not a bad guess. Dale, what do you think it's going to be?
Have you ever done movies where you played multiple roles in the movie?
No.
No? Like, okay. So well, if you had like a...
Do you count human, walrus as two different roles?
Regular Justin and sausage Justin. I guess it sounds like guessing how long movies are, Price is Right rules, where you can't go over.
You know I love Price is Right rules.
It's America's
Justin,
game show.
What do you think it is?
I was just going back over my catalog, trying to remember if I had done that, and I don't think I have. But I think it's how long is it? The length of an actor's hair in a particular movie?
Oh, okay. All right. Jim, do you have any ideas?
It's a good game.
It's fun just guessing.
I was going to guess how long a movie is, Price is Right rules.
That's my guess. Pick something else.
Well, that could definitely work for this game. I'm going to name a movie-related thing, and then each of you get to guess how long it is, and then...
Doug, what'd you say? A name?
Whoever gets closest without going over.
How long the thing
Price is Right. I still haven't told you what the thing is, but once I do, you're going to tell me how long you think it is.
How long in terms of
still
the length?
Very confused. But it's movie related. So is it just like Kevin Bacon's penis?
It's going to be a thing from a movie.
Like,
yes,
Kevin
you've
Bacon's
seen that
penis.
In a couple of movies.
Sir, will you burp again so we can move on?
All right, let's. Yeah.
I think you guys are going to get this.
Thoroughly confused.
No, you're going to understand it totally, and you're going to go first, Chris.
Okay.
You're the only one who gets a guess.
Got it.
And don't do like Price is Right where you start shouting higher or lower, because that's not fair.
Sure.
Well, do what you want. I don't care.
Courage your convictions. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Don't. Whatever.
Yeah,
shit.
What are you going to do? Everybody's got an opinion. Might as well let me all about it. How long does Tom Hanks piss in that one scene in A League of Their Own?
I'd like to jump in. I know the answer.
Yeah. Well, I was on Mr. Piss, that site, the other day. It's like Mr. Skin, but for movies with real long pee scenes in it.
Well, Tom Hanks would be in there a lot. It turns out he's peed like in five or six different movies, at least. And so he goes in there in front of all the ladies and takes a pee.
Takes
it's a famous
pee.
Scene.
Sure.
I watched it on YouTube, and I counted, this is by my count, how long it takes him.
Count? So you didn't look at the bar on the bottom with the time? You just won
Mississippi?
So
how long does he pee for?
42 seconds.
42 seconds is his first guess. Chris's guess. I don't know why I'm trying to write it down. It's 42 seconds. Dale?
25 seconds.
Oh, interesting.
I feel like I'm cheating. I know a lot about most creatures. It takes them 23 seconds to piss. So, and if he's a great actor, he actually peed for that scene. So.
So you're going 25.
That's me showing my work.
All right. What do you got there, Justin?
I'm going to say 32. And I wonder if it's longer than the Austin Powers pee.
Here come the whiskey sprites, whiskey Yay! Sprites. I'll drink all night. Here come Thanks. The whiskey sprites.
It's a good.
Is this Price is Right rules?
Yeah.
That'd be a good stripper name for me, Whiskey Sprite.
He's going to say $1.
Yeah. I don't think it's under 25, though. So you said 30?
32.
We got 40, I'll do 33 25, seconds. 32. You're doing what?
33
seconds. 33?
Okay.
Why, Jim?
Wait, what did Justin say?
32.
So why would you just Justin add one 31. More to it? Oh, I guess, yeah, I guess you get Press everything right higher. He gets everything higher than that. Yeah.
He just blew any chance.
So he right. 42.
You need to hold your microphone yeah, like this.
These, these audience players, they're vicious. They really go for it.
Wait, you say you would strip under the name Whiskey Sprite?
Yeah, Whiskey Sprite, I think.
Like you could strip under any name other than Justin Long? Yeah.
Too obvious.
Yeah.
It's a fair point.
Hey, Whiskey, this has been bugging me all night. Are you Justin Long? Justin Really Long. Hey.
That's good. You know, there is a porn star named Justin Long, and I almost wasn't able to use that name because he had done one SAG thing. He had done some like skin.
He has one SAG thing.
SAG is also the Porn Union Actors Guild. Yeah. It's a word, not an acronym. It's just SAG.
Can't your legitimate career like Trump is and you get to take the name? Or like did y'all walk into a room one time and you were the first to look away?
He had one thing, so I think if you have two, then you get to keep the name.
Okay.
So I fortunately beat him to it. Yeah. But he's still Justin Long.
Okay. I've lost all interest in my game. But I think the answer is I think you all went over.
What?
No shit. 21 seconds.
Wow.
Feels like forever because a bunch of women like Madonna and Rosie are standing around watching him do it, so it feels like a long time. And he even has one of those moments where he stops for a few seconds and then starts up again, and then it's still only a total of 21 seconds.
This is a gross thing to admit, but I've taped myself peeing before. Just because, you know, when you think like a couple.
Was that you or the other Justin Long?
No,
it seems more like.
And it consistently goes over a minute. I mean, if you really have to go. I mean, if it's because I think it was after the night of he was partying, right? And so that's bullshit. It's fake. It's movie. Well,
it feels like forever.
Tom Hanks is that
it
talented.
Feels like a long time because all you have to cut away to is women just looking like, yeah. What the fuck is happening?
And gradually, don't they all kind of like.
I think that's why he stops and starts up again just to give it, you know, to push it a little further, but yeah. It's still.
So the whole
if it was
thing,
a minute, it would be interminable.
I know, yeah.
But well, people would run up into the lobby. There's something wrong with the projector.
That's 21.
On the DVD commentary, he's like, that was actually a personal choice of mine for the scene. I kind of pinched it off for a second and let it go again to add a little bit of
the whole thing wow, even after he pinches it off it's 21 seconds. That's crazy. Yeah.
But it was Doug that was timing it, so right. You that's never true. Know
that's true.
Good point, Jim. Yeah. I do try to make it clear that I was the one that timed it.
Was it by Mississippi's or did you have your phone?
I have a phone. Might have used the microwave in the kitchen. Because I might have been looking at... Oh, no, what? You know what? I was watching a YouTube clip. It counts the seconds for you.
Tom Hanks is done peeing, and my burrito's ready.
He peed for a whole half a Hot Pocket.
Anyway, that's our new game. How long is it?
I love it. I'm a big fan.
I can't wait to measure the length of other things and then quiz everybody. Plus, it'll be fun to explain every time. I love it. Like, I love explaining Live, Die, Repeat, because the first time people play it, they're like, what are we supposed to do? We're just going to say the title back?
And it's still almost impossible.
It's tough. Well, you know, I'm finding some really weird, fun titles. I like those insanely long titles. But let's determine a winner here today with four rounds of a game that I'm shortening to just Bennington. Yeah, it's the Box Office Mojo game. Adjusted for inflation? Yeah, okay. You don't have to applaud. I get it. It's had a very harsh winter here in Austin. Just came in to warm up.
It's supposed to snow on Tuesday.
I heard it was going to be a winter mix, Jim. Oh.
Sorry.
Let's not get crazy. Upgrade it to a snowstorm. Winter mix around here means it might not even happen.
Probably not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Yeah! Because we're like, get out of here, you wintry mix! We want pure winter or nothing. What? All right. He had a new movie come out. I'm going to see it because I see all of them. Oh, and we'll start with you, Chris. Then we'll go to Jim and Justin and Dale. Each of you gets a chance to go first in this game. But Chris has the advantage or disadvantage, as Jeff Tate likes to say. He gets to go first in this first round. The films of Liam Neeson. What do you think is in his top three of all time after adjusted for inflation according to Box Office Mojo, Chris Cubis?
Taken.
Okay.
Schindler's List.
Thanks, but it's still Chris Cubis.
Oh, wait, what? You?
What happened?
Didn't you say Taken?
Oh, it does. No, okay, I thought it was my turn, so. I forgot how this game goes. I did say Taken.
You can go with something else if you want.
No, I'm fine with Taken.
Okay. So, yeah, so then Jim gets to go.
Sorry.
Schindler's List.
He goes Schindler's List, because I remember lines around the block for that one.
I went in cosplay.
I mean...
It was not appreciated. Just had a little red coat. I was looking good. Oh, fuck you guys. That's too much, the coat part. It's just filmmaking.
Do I go? I go.
Fuck. That would be amazing. To just show up at a party with a red fur coat on and say that. Justin?
Tempted to say Dark. It wouldn't be Dark Man. Dark Man, no. What? I know. Stupid.
I was
testing you guys.
Don't argue with the crowd.
I'm going to say Taken 2.
Don't let them.
After that. Yeah.
Sequel. Action sequels do well.
After that. Incredulous.
All right. Don't. Just, it's up to you. It's up to you, Justin. It's not. Don't let the crowd.
Nope. I've always gone with the crowd. I'm going to go. I'll say Taken 2.
I'm just saying for future reference.
Batman Begins.
Wow. Cheese Man's got some confidence.
Hey, man, come on. Oh, it was long hard for you as a kid?
Schlong, when it's translated to schlong in teenage.
You know, there's also an adult film star named Dale Cheeseman. He is not popular.
That was my career before stand-up. I'm trying to move on.
Dick Cheeseman.
All right, what did you guys say? Taken 2.
Yeah.
Batman Begins and Schindler's List. Coming in at number 3 for the great Liam Neeson, The Chronicles of Narnia, Whoa. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Goddamn.
I believe
lion.
He was the voice of the wardrobe. Get in here, it's very warm.
So much to wear.
Number 2 for Liam Neeson, and you danced around a little bit there, Cheeseman, I think, or Justin. The Dark Knight Rises. Rises.
I couldn't remember his.
Yeah, because he shows up for a second. And then his number 1 movie, can't believe none of you guys managed to snag this one. Audience quiet.
Yeah.
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
That's so dumb. Yeah.
Phantom Menace.
God damn it.
I tried to not think about that movie.
Do you have his lowest grossing movies? Because I think I was in one of them. I swear. Afterlife. I don't think it
registered. You were in a thing with him called Afterlife?
Yeah, it was like this kind of creepy horror movie with Christina Ricci and Liam Neeson. I remember I was getting ready to do a scene. I was doing push-ups, and he turned to the PA and he goes, "Some actors have to do push-ups to get in character." And he totally negged me, right?
He and Christina high-fived and walked over to craft services.
Did he say what I think he said?
All right, the score is 0. But we're going to move to Jim gets to start us off on this next one. And I know we were sort of at the end there when you yelled out Star Wars from the audience, but please don't jump the gun on these. James McAvoy. James McAvoy. What do you got there, Jim?
I'm trying to think of who that is.
Well, he was the guy who was in... I'm not going to fall for that.
Please don't talk over each other. What was he in?
He was in The Conspirator.
I couldn't hear what you said he was in because y'all were...
I stopped talking because that was the joke.
Okay.
So my guess is going to be JFK.
Okay.
Good guess, Alan.
Fair enough. Justin?
It's probably X-Men Days of Future Past. Is that it?
Okay, don't...
one of those.
Don't consult anyone.
Who's the guy that yelled at Star Wars?
Dale? Dale?
No, now I know who it is, but... you said Future Past. I'll go X-Men First Class.
God damn it. Oh, shit.
Think of the other X-Men movies that he was in, and I feel like that last one didn't do well. But I can't think of another thing that would...
Round 2!
Hey, did you move? He's on the other side of the room now.
No, belching flu is catching out everywhere.
I'm gonna say X-Men. Is it Apocalypse? Age of Apocalypse? X-Men Apocalypse? Yeah, X-Men Apocalypse.
Okay.
I couldn't think of another thing.
Coming in at number 3 for Mr. James McAvoy, X-Men Apocalypse. 1 point for Chris on the board.
Wanted. I didn't want it.
Number 2 for Mr. McAvoy. And by the way, he's a damn fine actor, I gotta say. I really like his work. I'm glad he's not gonna do any more of these movies. Because, of course, he was in The Chronicles of Narnia. Huh. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yeah, he played a weird elf. And then... Coming in number 1 for James McAvoy, X-Men Days of Future Past. Yeah, there you go. 3 points for Justin.
That's the second one.
Justin's got some points.
I was also in probably one of his lowest grossing movies.
Seems to be a theme, yeah. Justin.
It's what I do.
What was that one called?
It's called The Conspirator. Is that even...
Was he nicer than Liam?
They were both... I really love them both. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, really good. He never shamed me.
But he probably wasn't playing an alpha character to yours. Yeah.
See him walking by like, some actors have to drink water before a scene.
Some actors have to evacuate their bowels. He's going to the bathroom.
That's part of his third set of skills. He doesn't have to shit on set.
I want a trailer, no bathroom.
I'm like an Irish camel.
Get it out.
You know, he's in the new... He got... He's did an interview where he was kind of like... Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? He's defending... He's like, defending... Whatever.
Yeah, which he just signed a... He was, yeah, he... Like, he nagged you, he nagged the Me Too movement as well.
Yeah. He did today, right?
Yeah.
What did he say about it?
The same shit all these old fucking dumbass men keep saying. It's like, oh, it's a witch hunt, and oh, it's not so bad, or whatever.
Can you say it?
He also said it like a stereotype Italian cartoon chef. Like, I guess for some reason. Oh, it's not so bad.
Okay. I don't understand.
Paul, shut up.
What are they so angry about?
I came here from a pizza box to tell you sexual harassment. Multi-man.
How am I ever to flirt with the princess again? I'm going back to Dublin.
All right. Starting with Dale.
I just want to do that all day.
Hey, the luck of the Irish, yeah.
I just want to do different. Yeah.
You got the kiss of the Blarney Stone.
Happy 2017, everybody. Dale, the films of Miss... Tilda Swinton.
I'm gonna go The Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
The good guess.
All right.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Chris. Or wait, is that the right order? Yeah, Chris.
It goes to me.
Justin was supposed to start.
Let's wait till after the game's over to.
What's that? That's a tough one. It's like a real high-grossing Tilda Swinton movie.
Well, yeah, Justin was supposed to start, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, we can start over if you like. It's really fine. Like, maybe pick a new name or something.
You can try, but the crowd won't allow it, right, guys?
Well, Dale, I'm sad you didn't point it out earlier. When you had the chance to step up and be a real man. But I'm still grateful that you told me. Justin, start us off, and you can say whatever the fuck it was Dale just said. No, you can steal it from him.
Maybe I'll do the second. What's the site? They made two of those, right?
Two of what?
The Chronicles of Narnia, the second one, not Dale's. Right? Shh. Shush that wardrobe.
Either take his or come up with another.
Yeah, okay, I'll do. It's not, but Constantine? No.
Constantine.
I will say.
Wait, let's see. Dale, are you sticking with your dumb answer?
Well, wasn't that the whole beginning of that movie 21 where you have to change your answer? No one knows what reference.
No one saw that movie.
I'll stick back with.
He's sticking with Kevin, it.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Okay.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey. Yeah, my hero.
Okay.
Spacey. But not as an actor, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We all hated him always.
That movie was incredibly accurate. He hit on 14. Boom! Boom!
God damn it!
Boom! That was bad. Fuck all of you for applauding that joke. Not offensive, it's just a bad joke. I'll go to the Justin Long route, and I will say Prince Caspian, Chronicles of Narnia 2?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like, fuck me for trying to think of the sequel.
Jim?
I will go with Thor Ragnarok.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah. She's not in it.
Crazy
right?
Shit.
No.
I was trying to think. I'm like,
no, she's not.
That's Kate
Blanchett.
It's an
amazing answer if she was in it.
Yeah.
Son of a I take back my...
right again.
I'm glad I wasn't alone on that one.
All right, but that information would have come to light when I didn't say that movie title. Yeah.
But there's some Star Wars thing.
Let's not get
right?
ahead of ourselves.
She's a Star Wars.
All right, that's Justin, settle down.
Oh, I know it. No, I know what I should have said.
Settle down over there.
Now I know what I should have said.
Your answers are in.
I know.
You're all locked in.
I'm locked in. It's a wrong answer.
Silence. Number three, she's in Vanilla Sky. Yeah. Shit is right. Number two, Doctor Strange.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was thinking number one would have been.
And then the number one Tilda Swinton movie, of course, is The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Rich, and the Rah-Rah-Rah.
Doctor Strange was that successful?
Yeah.
It was huge. That was a big one.
Really?
I liked it a lot. All right. Jim, buddy?
Yes, sir.
You still have a chance here. We are going to have to come up with the number one movie to spring into a tie for first place.
I believe it's Dale.
And we're going to start... What?
Oh, okay. I was going to say Dale Strong. Yeah.
No, it's... Yeah. I'm just...
So into the rules.
I'm just having a moment with you to pump you up.
I'm okay. Just pumping up the...
Inspire confidence.
Thank you. Dale gets to start us off.
Chronicle... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The films... No audience help. Seriously. The films of Alan Rickman. Dale?
Boy.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. I don't like that laugh. I fucked myself. Part 1's on there.
Chris?
Adjusted for inflation?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a debate in my head. That's a reasonable question I just asked. Mm-hmm. Fuck it, I'm going to say it. Die Hard. I don't think it's right.
It's not.
Thanks, Dale.
I'll go with...
to Jim.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Part 1.
Why is that so funny? Interesting.
I like the idea that there was a large section of people that saw the first one and were like, fuck this.
Oh, shit.
More Deathly Hallows? No, thank you. Maybe if they say there might be some happier hallows. Harry Potter and the Happy Hollow.
Harry Potter and the just chilling out for 1 year.
Just shut up about the Horcruxes and relax for a little while.
Trying to go to college.
I gotta say, I'm super into on New Year's Day, HBO showed every single one all in a row, and I nap watched every one of them. I'd wake up and be like, "Oh, Order of the Phoenix."
It's one of the best ones, but all right.
Yeah, but you know, just it was on at 4 a.m. or whatever.
And
I
take them way too seriously.
You do?
Yes. Huge. Let's not get into that. My dark passenger. I'm also a big Dexter fan.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's my...
Justin?
Is he in all those Harry Potter? He's in all the Harry Potter? No.
He's in all of them. Yeah.
He's
in them.
He's not, is he? I don't know.
You can't ask questions like that. Cheater.
I'm going to say Love Actually.
Mr.
Love
Potter.
Actually. I'm going to say Love Actually.
That's a great one.
Love I don't know. Actually. I got you this jewelry.
So you don't have confidence?
For my infidelity.
You don't have confidence in Galaxy Quest? You don't have...
I don't think it may... No,
by Grandpa's hammer, I should have said Galaxy Quest.
That's so good.
But I don't think it did that well in the theater.
I know, it's a shame, because this is a great movie.
What's your Alan Rickman story?
It's a cult classic, but he went to store.
Alan Rickman kicked him in the balls once on his own.
He was the best. He went the craziest at the rap party, I remember. It was fun, dancing with everyone, and he was you'd think he was such a low-key. He was a maniac at the rap party.
That's awesome. That makes me so happy.
Yeah. You said a maniac at the rap party, and I just imagined him rapping. Everyone shut up.
Sit down.
My name is Alan Rickman, and I'm here to say.
Like Snape, I'm coming at you 100 degrees. I'm glad we just got to pay that tribute.
You haven't ever heard his Solid Gold rap album? Snape Your Chances? All right, Jim, did you say one?
Yes.
What'd you say?
Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Oh, right. And what'd you say, Justin?
Love Actually.
Okay.
Chris isn't going to let you.
And we got a Die Hard, and we got a Deathly Hallows Part D, along with Part I. Coming in at number 3 for the great Alan Rickman, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
It's an all be fucking Harry Potter movie.
We've made a huge mistake.
Hey, at least I didn't trick any of you into thinking he was in Chronicles of Narnia. Because he could have been a voice of that fucking badger.
Right. Sure.
Coming in number 2.
He was an outbreak? What happened?
You know what? I'm going to do it out of order. Number 1, after all this time, Dogma is not the answer, dude. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Wow.
The first in the series made the most money, I guess. And then after adjusting for inflation, because they were, 20 years apart, or whatever, how long it was. That's good. How long is it?
How long is it? In between Harry Potter and...
Okay. Number 2, Harry Potter and The Deathly Hallows Part 2. Dale Cheeseman is our winner.
This is a win for all of us here tonight. We've been working towards this goal, and together we achieved it. I'm proud of y'all. Y'all. And a whiskey Sprite while I still have power.
You need another one already?
They're delicious.
Okay. What happened, Chris?
Huh? Oh,
I thought you were going to say something.
No. I can if you need me to.
I'd like to hear some plugs.
Check out my podcast, Canceled. We watch TV shows. It only lasted one season. Thank you to the 3 people in the room that listen to it. No, don't lie. We're currently watching The Powers of Matthew Starr, which is real weird and bad. And then we're watching The Cape next. So that's going to be equally weird. I'm here at this club next week with Joey Diaz, and then I'm headlining the following Wednesday here. So come check that out. And ChrisCubasComedy.com for everything.
Thank you, Chris Cubas. Dale Cheeseman's looking up his dates on the phone.
Yeah, you're gonna get it right.
Oh, there's your whiskey Sprite.
You're Jim. All right, my plugs. I'm headlining the Houston Improv February 8th. Tickets are half off if you complain a little bit. So I don't know the code.
Wait, how much do they? How much is just a little bit?
Like they'll be like $10. You'd be like. And then they'll be like $5. You get in. Bring people. It'll be fun.
If you love movies, this isn't... Can we plug someone else's shit? I have a buddy, Chase DeRusso, who started a show where he shows white movies to black comics at a live show, and then the black comics just talk about like the little things that white people don't notice in movies that are just kind of dumbass. Like, they watched Falling Down with Michael Douglas with a panel of like four black comics just being like... It was amazing. Check it out if you're in Houston. And then I do.
What's the show called?
Wants to know what it's called.
Not my show. I don't know.
A fucking terrible plug.
What a terrible. I'll tweet about it. He was telling me it's for black comics. I'm like, that's so great. Can I be on it? He was like, no. Like, right. Okay. Right.
So that's one of those dumb things white people do. Is just
yeah, right.
Yeah, but I want to.
I don't see my own race. It's like a. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. So yeah, February 8th. Come out to that. Oh, and I'll be back in Austin, January 19th. Sorry. Kick Butt Coffee.
Where do you play in Austin?
Kick Butt. Kick Butt Coffee.
We only promote dates here at this club.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be here. I was waiting for a manager.
Oh, yeah, somebody. No one from the club yelled out when your next date is, so keep an eye out for him. Come to every show here, and
until you see
Dale
me.
Will show up eventually.
And then I will refund you. It'll be fine.
Justin Long, you've had a place here in Austin that you're vacating?
Driving my car back. I told that scintillating story, didn't I?
You said you were moving, but what happened? You don't like it here anymore?
I love it here.
So fuck us? Is that what you're saying?
It was really the people. Everything else. Loved everything else. I just don't get down here enough. But I love it and I miss it. And I also, this is fucking lamer than anything I could say, but my allergies have gotten so bad here. Yeah. They have. I'm like, people used to talk about that cedar fever. I'm like, what? What? That's how I would say. What are you talking about? And I started getting
Justin's on that black comic show in Houston. Yeah.
He's great.
You're talking about cedar? Why did he just leave his car there? He gonna walk out of what?
Fucking shirt tucked into his underwear, man.
Sacron B. Don't. It's a falling down joke. They use this, man.
Falling down. That movie's very hard to watch post-Trump. It's very weird.
Yeah.
Where's the person that you were playing for, Dale? Or who was it?
Benny, I got his.
Hey, man, come get your prizes if you can make your way.
Oh yeah, I won.
Make your way to the stage. I'll take everybody else's name tags. And Jim, do you have anything that you'd like to promote?
Yeah, if y'all need any guardrail installed, roadwayspecialties.com.
Well, that's just awesome. Doug Loves Movies is back at UCB Franklin in LA on Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. Thank you guys here in the audience today for coming back so soon. I was just here less than 4 weeks ago, and I really appreciate the support. And let's have one more round of applause for everybody on stage. Jim Brummer, Justin Long, Dale Cheeseman, and Chris Cubis. And yeah, you guys can stay for this if you want. As always, book snobs who always think the books are better than the movie are a shithead. Irate drivers that shame honk at you when they are the ones doing it wrong are a shithead.
Or this one when they go, they let you go, but it's like, ugh. Well, I don't want to.
if I'm standing on a corner and a car comes up and stops for me and it's not a stop sign, I'm just I'm just waiting for the traffic to clear, and they wave me across, I'm like, no way am I going to step in front of your fucking car.
Especially with that attitude.
Stranger, yeah, like, get in front of my car, quick. No, I'm good over here on this somewhat safe curb.
Make sure you sprint.
Now, Justin, you know I'm wrapping up the show now, right?
Yeah. I had a quick Elijah Wood story I was
okay,
gonna
please.
My brother...
He's sticking it out. Elijah's going to stay here.
By the way, so many people I meet, they're like, hey, you know Elijah Wood, right? He lives... I've heard from countless people. My brother had a weird fascination with him. He used to work... My brother worked at a Starbucks in Santa Monica, and he would... My brother, who's not into, like, fame or celebrity stuff, he would text me whenever Elijah Wood was in there. He's like, he's here. And I was like... my brother's used to seeing, you know, actors. And he'd say his eye... He would talk about his eyes, how beautiful... He called him like a beautiful lemur. He was like he's transcendent. He's just radiant and so nice and all that. And so one day I was driving down Main Street in Santa Monica and I let a car, without doing that, I graciously let a car go in front of me. And the car behind that car kind of like was tailgating kind of cut me off and took advantage of my, you know, nice street. And it was a Mini Cooper, I think. And I was like,
of course it was.
And I would do a thing on the road where I would get like passive aggressive rage, not like ragey. I'd be like, I would get very passive rage, and I kind of beeped for a second. And I went, oh no, go ahead, you know, like really sarcastic, like please, like I would do that kind of thing. And
you saw his Queen Latifah, and you yeah. kind of nodded.
And the person just kind of gave me one of these finally, and I was like, because they hadn't thanked me, that was my
issue. Right.
And they finally gave a little like wait, and my brother was in the car and he goes, I think that might be Elijah Wood. And I was like, you gotta stop with this Elijah Wood fascination, like it's enough. All right. And then I started looking in the rear view and I could see the eyes kind of darting nervously back. And he has such distinctive eyes. I was like, maybe that is Elijah Wood. And
so, eyes may appear more Elijah Wood in a mirror.
So we pulled up next to each other at the next red light. I pulled to the left of him, and I looked over as he was looking over, and it was fully Elijah Wood. And replaying it, I think he must have thought, when I beeped, like, passive-aggressively, I think he thought, like, the wave he gave me wasn't like, thanks for letting me in. It was like... There's a fan behind me. He was like, yes, I think.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Yeah, it's me. Okay.
Sounds like he was about to have an unexpected journey. Wrong movie, but still. Thank you again, Justin,
for
that last minute story time.
I got a kind of somber Alan Rickman one, too.
We'll see you in New York or L.A., I hope, and all of you here in Austin. And as always, Trump's shithole is a shithead. Now it's time to talk to much of other talkie. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes it cocky. There's no room